Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When people spend their own funds, they tend to be more frugal than when they use someone else's money. When politicians and bureaucrats spend taxpayer money, you see some of the most wasteful results. To give one stunning recent example, the state government, meaning Michigan taxpayers, in its most recent incarnation is providing credits to Ford's Blue Oval Battery Park of $2.2 billion to create 1,700 jobs. A percentage of these jobs will go to Chinese nationals and not to Americans. Yet, in the wisdom of Michigan's bureaucrats, it is worth spending almost $1.3 million for each American and Chinese job created. What has Ford done in response? It recently transferred previously existing Michigan jobs to other states. 2 years ago, the Michigan state government committed $237 million to ONE to create just over 2,100 jobs. That maps out to a taxpayer cost of $112,000 per job created. The list of these massive Michigan government subsidies to create new jobs is too lengthy to name them all. But facts don't lie. The best way to create more Michigan jobs at the least burden to taxpayers is to establish a statewide tax credit or exemption that could be used by multiple businesses. Here is a perfect example. In July 1999, then-Governor Engler signed into law a sales and use tax exemption on the retail sales of precious metals, bullion, and coins. At the time, this may have cost the Michigan Treasury as much as $250,000. In the most recent report on this exemption from 3 years ago, Treasury officials project that this exemption may have reduced tax collections as much as $1.5 million. So what has happened to Michigan's business environment in the years since the exemption took effect? Statewide employment in the industry has more than doubled. At least 400 new jobs were created. Unlike spending more than $100,000 to more than $1 million per newly created job, this exemption costs less than $5,000 per new job. Freedom works. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.